Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we just tweeted out moments before the show the Darius Slay trade and asked people if they approve. And quickly, 742 votes, 48.4% approve, 51.6% disapprove. This is pretty close in the early going.
Wow.
And reading the tweets that we're getting back, Gator, a lot of the people that are approving because they didn't want to pay Darius Slay the kind of contract that he seemed to want. I haven't seen a report yet. Is there a report on what he got from Philly?
The report is 3 years and $51 million. So it's
$17 million per.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was it 3 years and 50, King? Was it 3 and 50 or 3 and 51?
Tony just reported 50.
50, yeah. So just okay. Under 17.
So.
And let me just put it in perspective. Trey Waynes signed with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
3 years and 42. I like Trey Waynes.
I would have paid Darius Slay that.
Yeah. Two of the years for Darius Slay, he's guaranteed $30 million in the contract. So we go back to what we had talked about. I said, how about a two-year extension? Give him $30 million guaranteed and move on?
Yeah.
Sounds like that's exactly what Philadelphia gave him, $30 million guaranteed, and welcome a lockdown corner to their team. Now, maybe he won't be locked down. He's a little bit less locked down because he's another year older. But I like Darius Slay a lot. I think he's definitely a top 15 corner in the league. I think definitely. That puts him up in a pretty good lofty company there. I think this is a big mistake by the Lions.
I would have signed him for that kind of money. I do like having draft picks, okay? The best teams and the best organizations, if you look at organizations like New England, Seattle, and Pittsburgh, they hoard draft picks. And, you know, I'm a big fan of that. Not a big fan of this trade, though. The upside is the extra draft capital they get, which is a third and a fifth. I guess I give this a thumbs down. Not an overwhelming thumbs down, but a thumbs down nonetheless. I mean, two parts. One is, it's become clear, okay, that this regime and this player could not coexist, okay? Now, neither of them have given us great stretches of winning. Neither of them have given us great success in terms of wins and losses when Darius Slay was a Lion or when this regime took over. But Slay has given us more. Slay's given us more. We know that Slay is one of the better players at his position in the league. I expect him to start to decline over the next couple of years, but that still doesn't mean he's not really, really good. He might not be as good as he once was, but that doesn't mean he's not a good player. That's A. But B is, what has this regime given us to say that they're worth it to lose a player like Darius Slay over because they couldn't coexist? What have they given us?
Yeah, I'm struggling with this. The upside to this is, like you said, draft capital. They got a third and a fifth. Could they have gotten more at the deadline? Sure, you could have probably gotten a second round pick and maybe something else, which, you know, second and a sixth is going to be better than a third.
You're talking about last year? Last year during the deadline, yeah, or this coming season?
Last year.
Okay.
Not this coming season. No, I don't think so, because he'd be going to last year to contract, assuming they wouldn't have extended him. So, I don't like it. I don't like the move. But let's look at the positive. The positive is, okay, now they have four of the top 85 picks in the draft. I did a quick look at just some mock drafts, and we know mock drafts. The exercise in a mock draft is to see basically what players are around to
be
taken.
What could you be choosing from, potentially?
Yeah, exactly. That's all. I would not like, oh, look who they got. They got this. Now, if you're going to look at the bright, shiny things, look at CBS Sports mock draft from a couple days ago. It was a three-round one from March 16th. And Kang and I were looking at it before the show. With a third pick overall, the Lions ended up with Isaiah Simmons. In the second round, the Lions got A.J. Epenesa. In the third round, they got Damon Arnett, the corner out of Ohio State, who I'm a huge fan of. And then you went into the third-round pick where the Eagles are drafting, and there were tons of really good players available there. If you wanted to take an interior offensive lineman, Bredesen and Ruiz were both available in this mock draft. Look, it doesn't mean they're going to be there. It's just a little guideline, if you will. There were defensive linemen that were available. And then there was one name that was really interesting. And I think it's interesting because we've brought this up, and now here's the acquisition of that second, third-round pick.
Let me kind of guess.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. So, what I also like about this, and let's be clear here, I don't like the trade, but if I'm trying to look at a bright side, and believe me, in the environment we're currently living in, I'm spending a lot of time trying to find bright sides. But as I try and find the bright side here, if they trade out of three back to five or to six and add another second rounder, they'll have even more draft capital. They'll mm-hmm. be playing the game the way that the best teams do. Now, the move back to five or six to walk away with an Isaiah Simmons, a Jeffrey Okuda, or a Derek Brown really doesn't feel like they're giving anything up. It feels like they are manipulating the draft to squeeze an extra draft pick out of it. And that is something that, you know, we're all in favor of. That would give them five of the top 85 picks.
Well,
and you know, I like that. I like that a lot. If, again, they move back and added a second rounder. Like, I'm starting to wonder about the Chargers, right? There's reports that they like Herbert, but are the Chargers going to be the team that really goes after Tua? Since the quarterback roulette wheel has spun and the Chargers have come up empty on guys like Tom Brady, maybe they trade for Cam Newton. Who knows? But the bottom line is the Chargers could be more in play now. They could trade back and add even more draft capital. So I do like that. Overall, though, I would have preferred they signed Slay to the contract Philly just did.
See, I'm in the opposite mode. I think the events that have happened this week, I don't think the Lions are going to be able to trade back because other teams have gotten their quarterbacks. Miami certainly wants a quarterback at five, and they're just sitting there. Who else wants one or needs one? You're hoping and praying the Chargers do not trade to acquire Cam Newton. And that's only part of it. That's the first hurdle. The other hurdle is that you're hoping and praying they fall in love with the same quarterback that Miami falls in love with. But there's a lot of reports out there that the Chargers really like Herbert and Miami likes Tua. Well, that's two different quarterbacks. Neither team has to worry about jumping ahead of the other team. So then you're looking further back, okay, who else? Panthers at seven? Nope, Panthers just got Teddy Bridgewater. Kyler Murray is with Arizona at eight. Jacksonville at nine is a possibility. We'll see how much they like Minshew or not, but I would imagine they could think about taking a quarterback there. And then there's always Jordan Love, the Jordan Love factor. I mean, there's three viable quarterbacks in the first round, and the next team that really needs a quarterback beyond that, I mean, you're looking way back.
But to be clear, what I said is if they can trade back.
Sure, if they can.
I hope that they can still.
Absolutely hope for it. My point is, and it's a statement, I don't think the Lions are going to be able to trade back. I think what's happened this week with quarterbacks going to other teams is it's prevented the Lions now from moving back because there just isn't enough interest of a team that would have the draft capital that would entice us to say, yeah, they should make this trade. Because those teams are drafting at five and six, and they may love two different quarterbacks, and one of those teams may not even need one because they could trade for Cam Newton.
Well, Gator, as is often the case, I hope you are wrong. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. It is day four of the quarantine shows. I'm at home again. Gator's in studio, Kang behind the glass. Evan helping out from his house where he's sending us ticket text and then following along. So 248-539-9797. It's a pretty simple and straight-up question. Do you approve or disapprove? Quickly, over 1,000 votes already. And it's tight, man. 46.2% approve of the Darius Slay trade. 53.8% disapprove. From Nubs Get Dubs, if the franchise seriously believed they could get Slay signed to a contract, couldn't get Slay signed to a contract, that's couldn't, I approve of this deal. The Lions got the best out of Slay. Philly will not get the same player. From Under Bruno on Twitter, at this point, it's addition by subtraction. From Chester Mc, well, I can't read that, but Chester no. sends us.
He's
so
Irish.
They stupidly just tipped their hand in the first round. From
They haven't tipped their hand at all, which we'll get into afterwards.
Okay. From at JMads13, anyone who complains about this has no clue how trades and value works. Slay wanted out. Everyone knew he wanted out. You lose all leverage. It's decent value, but factor in the extension, and the Lions made a good business decision. Now they better go get Okuda. Otherwise, we're in trouble. And then from Kyle on Twitter, his age and contract don't help. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. A lot of feedback here coming in regarding the Darius Slay trade that just went down right before we hit the air. The Lions are getting rid of their own developmental guys like Diggs, Glasgow, Ashawn, and now Slay. That's from an unnamed texter. And there's truth in that. Look, this is, again, the Lions organization right now is asking a lot of us. They're asking to really, really buy in to a regime that has shown us jack squat. They've shown us nothing. Absolutely nothing. But we've seen a lot of good players leave from a team that was 9-7. We've seen that. So now we're asked to believe that this is about culture, that this is about system, and that he doesn't fit the culture or the system. So we're supposed to buy into the coaching staff and the GM that has shown so little since they've gotten to Detroit. You can sit here and you can hold up your resume from what you did at your old company. The results haven't been there. And we're supposed to buy in. It's a really, really tough thing to buy in. Before we get to phone calls and feedback, Kang, our producer, back there behind the glass, doing a great job running around, doing two jobs. And look, we're all stretching a little bit and stretched thin, but nobody more than him at our station. So, Kang, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, as this sits and festers, and the more I think about it, and it's festers. Only been, what, like 30 minutes? Yeah, I'm calling it fester because it's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
I hate it. I disapprove, and I hate it. And to me, you could say they were the worst defense without them, but you don't get rid of your best players and get better, okay? You replace them with another 29-year-old. They signed Trufant yesterday, 2 years, $21 million. I know it's less money, but if people keep bringing up age with Slay, Slay's a better player than Trufant. He's better than a third and fifth round pick. They didn't want to pay him. Clearly, this trade was going to happen because of a couple reasons. Either, one, they never thought he bought into the system, the organization, the coaches, whatever. Or two, they never wanted to pay him. Or it could be both. Three, I guess. So they had to move him. We knew it was inevitable. And we knew the return was going to get worse because of how this thing played out. That doesn't mean I have to like it when it actually happened. And it turns out, of course, I didn't like it. A third and a fifth round for a player like Slay, there's a reason why he just got paid his contract, okay? You may think he's overrated, but guess what? That's the going rate for the market right now. That's always the going rate when you go out there. Gator read it off already. Trey Waynes is making $14 million a year. Trey Waynes is not nearly the player Darius Slay is. This is a bad deal if you want to get better for this year and the next year. He's your best defensive player, and you don't get better by getting rid of your best defensive player. Now, with all that being said, I just think of it. I'm trying to rationale. You guys say the 360, right? I'm trying to reason and think, why did the Lions do this? Why did they want to get rid of Slay so bad? It had to be either they thought he was going to pull some kind of Melvin Gordon thing out and hold out, not just during, you know, the offseason, but hold out some games during the regular season, and in an extreme case, I guess, pull a Le'Veon Bell. I don't believe that to be the case, but maybe they did, okay? And they did not want to pay the man, even though he got fair market value for what he is. This is what you're going to get. Me and Gator have been saying, basically, sign him to a two-year deal and guarantee $30 million. That's exactly what he got in Philly. Why couldn't the Lions do that? I don't understand this move. I really don't. And I know, Doug, you're trying to find the bright side, and they did collect some, you know, more draft capital. A third and a fifth rounder is not enough for Darius Slay. especially for this management team who I don't trust making picks. Now, that doesn't mean you don't gather picks. Don't get me wrong. But they got a third and a fifth. They didn't get a first and a second.
No, I agree. It's not enough. And I wouldn't have done it. And I would have signed him to the contract that Philly did. And knowing that I'd probably have to cut him before that contract was done. And hopefully not. But I was willing to be able to give two more years at Darius Slay at $17 million per. I would have done that. If you had dropped that offer down 3 years, $17 million per in front of me 2 weeks ago, would you sign it? I would have said yes. Absolutely.
So doesn't it make it seem clear to you they didn't want to pay him that?
No,
period,
they
right?
didn't want to pay him yeah. that. Look, I'll give you the post-game locker room things that clearly were an issue, okay? And Dave Burkett talked about one I hadn't thought about, but he this morning on the morning show, he talked about how, you know, Trey Flowers is in a locker room like near sobbing after a loss at Green Bay, and Darius Slay's out in the field trading jerseys. And
well, one guy got paid and one guy didn't get paid.
Well, fair enough, but Darius Slay, they want a guy that isn't trading jerseys. They want a guy, and we heard Darius Slay's attitude, and I didn't love it. I really like the player. But I didn't love him distancing himself from his teammates, and that's what he was doing. He was distancing himself from the losing. He was, instead of taking a leadership role and being a, we've got to win, and this is, look, this is my interpretation of the way he talked. It doesn't mean I would have traded him, but I'm sure it didn't sit well when he's in the locker room after games saying, hey, I did my job. You know, they're losing all these games, and that's the impression you're getting from him.
Well, it's
that clearly didn't sit well.
You know, I'm looking at that in I'm not going to disagree with any of that. That's the case. But you look at a player like Stephon Diggs, who is a lot more demonstrative with him being unhappy with the situation in Minnesota than when Darius Slay was here in Detroit. And he gets traded for a first-round pick, and you know they start swapping some other picks in there. But there was basically four picks involved with that move. And Darius Slay goes for a third and a fifth. Now, what it tells you is where the NFL values a wide receiver or a corner. Is this just where we're seeing it now? I mean, wide receivers, a first-round pick and more picks for Stephon Diggs?
Well, it depends on how old you are, where you are in your career. I mean, look at Jalen Ramsey.
No, I
know
get all that.
Slay's not a Jalen Ramsey, but Jalen Ramsey got like two first-round picks. You
yeah,
know what I mean? So.
Right, exactly. But I mean, I'm just trying to put it in perspective of where Darius Slay is. We do value him. Maybe the three of us overvalue him.
No, well, here's the thing. I think the Lions need to value him because they have no players behind Darius Slay. Okay?
Well, there's
and
that.
And we knew the return wasn't going to be good when A.J. Abuye got traded for a fourth-round pick. We all knew, like, oh, God, would you trade Darius Slay for a third round? Guess what? He got traded for a third round. You know what I mean? We kind of predicted this would happen. The off-the-field trading jerseys and the locker room comments after, to me, that's a clear indication of a relationship that deteriorated, you know what I mean, with the upper management.
Yeah.
He totally didn't care about anyone but himself at that point because he knew they weren't going to extend him. And he's like, dude, I'm just going to play for me. And for people that say he didn't want to be there, if you don't want to be somewhere, you don't want a contract extension. So that's bullcrap if you ask me, number one, okay? He wanted to stay there because he wanted to get paid. But when it was clear to him and his agent, they are not going to pay you. In fact, they're looking to trade you. He's like, dude, mentally, I'm checked out of this organization.
Yeah, and if your attitude only changes because you get paid, then that's not necessarily a guy that you want to have on your team, I guess. But I wanted him. I wanted him here. I would have paid him because I think he was worth it. The Lions did not. Now, a previous ticket texter had mentioned that the Lions are tipping their hands with the draft.
Yeah.
I couldn't disagree more. Look what they've done in free agency. They've signed a couple of cornerbacks. They've acquired some safety help. They have acquired defensive tackles, plural. They've acquired a backup quarterback. I mean, you look at everything they've done, and we look at the players that we want, that we think are value at three. Okuda's a defensive back. Well, they've signed a couple corners and safeties here. We like Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle. Well, they've just signed two defensive tackles. People like Tua. Well, they just signed Chase Daniel and gave him decent money for a couple years. Everywhere you look at, they've addressed things in free agency where now you start to think, have they tipped their hand? I don't think they have. Unless you're saying that the tipping of the hand now is, are they looking at a wide receiver at three? Are they looking at an offensive lineman at three? Even though they brought in Vitae, they still have a hole on the offensive line. If Vitae play guard, he can play tackle wherever you want him to go, and you take the best tackle available. Is that a possibility? You're damn right it's a possibility.
They could.
I don't think it's obvious that, hey, if they're stuck at three because they can't trade back, the move's going to be Okuda. I don't think it's obvious anymore because they haven't made it obvious with what the offseason moves have already been.
What have I missed here? They've signed, they've signed the Desmond Trufant. Who's the other corner?
The guy yesterday from the Patriots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Harmon.
Yes. Is he a starter, though?
Well, he's more of, I guess he's a safety.
Slash nickel guy, but that, which I thought Justin Coleman was a nickel guy.
Yeah, at this point, this is what they're doing. Yeah, and they add another
defensive
one.
Defensive backs.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136, plus your tweets at Duggan Gator 971. And a lot of these coming in, and we do appreciate all of them. From Twitter, when somebody doesn't want to be here, show them the door. That's from Brian Yankura on Twitter. From No Filter, Duggan Gator, in my opinion, the trade is a push. They got a decent return from Philly, got a decent player. Father Time is undefeated. Remember, see Darrell Revis, Bob Quinn, just can't flub the picks now. From Escalia on Twitter, it's frustrating to lose him for less than a second-round pick, but I'm actually somewhat relieved to see the Lions not commit to him in his 30s. From Anthony Cole, they basically got a bag of pucks and a half a tin of chew for Darius Slay. So who's going to be the GM and head coach in 2021? From Steve Wilson on Twitter, they got Trufant for less money and two draft picks for Slay, a player that didn't want to be here. Business sense. Right now, the approval crowd, 46.4%, the disapproved, 53.6%. Vote on Twitter, at DugganGator971. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Carson Anderson, Joshua Williams just tweeted us, I would have puked if we had paid Slay $50 million over 3 years and 30 of it guaranteed just so he can say his hamstring is tight. From Sean DeBoer on Twitter, content we didn't pay him $16.7 million. And from Jason B., is Doug crying yet? What? What?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Don't love the trade. Trying to make the most of the idea that perhaps the extra draft capital follows in line with what a lot of great teams do. I guess it doesn't matter if you have extra draft picks if you can't draft. 248-539-9797.
Let's go to the phones, Doug. And Sean is in West Bloomfield. Sean, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. There is a hugely important big piece of this that no one's even talking about, and that is Slay's dead cap is only about $2.9 million. So I believe we're going to get over $10 million back here, which if you look, I've looked at multiple sites. They're a little bit different, but somewhere between $40 and $45 million is where we're still at after all these signings with the Kennard release as well. So we're almost back to where we started here. So, I mean, could we get a big splash signing like a Melvin Gordon? Or, I mean, who knows? I mean, we've got a ton of cap to still work with here. I know a lot of the big names are gone, but there's still some good players out there.
Well, I wish I were excited about Melvin Gordon, but I'm just not anymore. I mean, he came back last year and just was below average. And I'm not moved by that. I'd rather address another running back in the draft. I like the running backs that are available in the draft. If they can get quality running backs the first four rounds of this draft. But as far as other names that are out there, I mean, there are, it'd be interesting that the health, it's a very risky one. If you look at Jadeveon Clowney, the defensive end, that's a really risky one because of his core muscle issue. But there is another quarterback in Logan Ryan. Hey, stop me if you've heard this before. He has Patriot ties.
How come he hasn't signed here yet?
Well, not yet, because he's waiting to clear some space for him, so they can. I mean, that's isn't that the logical next move, what's going to happen?
Yeah, but Gator, I just threw out Melvin Gordon to throw a big name out there.
Sure, no,
I
mean, I'm sorry. I'm not slamming you for doing it.
We got a ton of cap.
We have a ton of, you're right. They have a ton of cap space, and yet now it feels like there's nothing to spend it on. Because the best player's been picked over.
You always use it to you know, somebody else's salary dump.
Sure.
I keep bringing up the name Andres Pete to come in and solidify the offensive line, to play a guard spot, and then Big V moves out to tackle, and then maybe even draft a tackle to push him. But
There's some nice receivers out there, too. So.
You know, the thing about the receiver market, it's cold. And I think you can get a good receiver for a cheap price. Not a great receiver, but a good receiver for a cheap price. And I have to go back and look since we did this yesterday, this exercise yesterday, on who's still out there.
The top receiver available, I believe, is Robbie Anderson from the Jets, who's pretty good.
Yeah. Did Aguilar sign anywhere?
I haven't seen that. Yeah. Rashad Perriman's still available.
So and these are not like game changers. Oh, my God, I can't believe we got. But these are some good players.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Look, we knew it's a deep draft, so I think it's hurt the free agent market when it comes to receivers.
Yeah, I'm just not real thrilled with what's left in
free agency. Yeah, I'm with you, Gator. I mean, having the cap space is great, but if there's nothing to shop on, then I guess it's pointless. But you make a point, Doug. If someone wants to just dump a salary, a good player, then that's where they got to capitalize if they can.
I mean, does this open a door for a possible reunion with Ndamukong Suh?
I've wondered about that. I know it seems far-fetched, but I've wondered.
Why? Can he play quarterback?
No. No, he can't. But apparently he can kick a field. No, he can't even kick field goals.
Not extra points, at least.
Certainly not extra points. If you can't get an extra point, you can't kick a field goal.
And that was when it was closer.
That's right.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97 from Twitter from Dan Vanette. I feel it was inevitable and needed to be done, but I feel he was more valuable than a third and a fifth. From Chris R on Twitter. So our only hope is that this year is we tank so that they can start fresh with new leadership next year. And then we have one more year we need to tank so that we can start erasing dead players from contracts dead player and contracts from 2023. We might be able to start believing in the future again. Ugh.
Is it about the Tigers? What is that?
54% disapprove, 46% approve. I'm actually surprised the approval rating is that high, but there's a lot of people that really didn't want to see him sign that contract. I would have been okay with the contract that he ended up signing with Philly.
With how flat that this has been with what they've done in the offseason, and I think it's fair to call it flat at this point.
Yeah.
You're Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. Are you really going, yeah, we're on this? We're gonna turn this thing around this season? We got this? Can't wait? Or are you going, oh, crap, we're screwed now? Maybe we're really going to have to make some big splash happen and try to rebuild for the future and try to convince Marth Vader that we're doing the right thing by trading Stafford or something like that?
The things they've done and shown is they're pretty arrogant and stubborn, and they believe in their system, which I can kind of – respect a little bit, because if you believe in your system, you should believe in your system, right?
And you should go all in for it.
Exactly. But as just someone outside looking in, it hasn't worked. I don't think it's going to work. I think this team got worse, so good luck, you know? But yeah, I don't think they're thinking like, oh no, Gator. I think they're thinking, yeah, we got the guys we want. We didn't want to pay Slay. We moved on. We wanted Jamie Collins more than Kennard. So we did that. You know, I think they're doing the things they want to do. Problem is the results haven't been there, so when people like me, I can't trust them because I haven't seen the results.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97 ticket text 97136. The Darius Slay trade is final. Darius Slay traded to Philadelphia for a third and a fifth round pick. Do you approve or disapprove? Now, what the Lions got back to replace him is Desmond Trufant. We haven't talked too much about what they signed yesterday, late yesterday, a 2-year deal, 29 years old, $10.5 million per, former Pro Bowler, only played 9 games last year, but had 4 picks in those 9 games. Look, he's getting paid way less than Darius Slay, probably not the player that Darius Slay was. Who knows what kind of year he was headed to having had he not gotten hurt. I don't hate bringing in Desmond Trufant. Now, to be better in the secondary than they were a year ago, they're after going to be appreciably better on the other side. And I don't know who's slated to start there now. And by the other side, I mean opposite of Desmond Trufant. Trufant's going to have to be as good as he was a year ago, or they're going to have a significantly better pass rush. And I don't see evidence of any of those things happening yet. Is it too much to ask of a Jeffrey Okuda to come in and be a starter and a good one from day one? Is it too much to ask from a Derrick Brown to improve the pass rush from the defensive tackle spot? If they get Chase Young, can he be an impact player from day one? How does this defense get better? I don't know. Trufant's not a bad player, but it looks talent-wise like a step back in the secondary.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it is a step back talent-wise. They haven't made this team better. I think the only way that they may be better is a defensive tackle. Maybe. I'm not convinced of it. Well, they're also, I guess this, is Chase Daniel better than what they had last year as backup quarterback? Even that's debatable.
I mean, I would say this. I think he is better, okay? But he's better at a position I hope they never have to see.
Like, right, right.
You know, it's feels like they're screwed anyway if we have to see him play. So 248-539-9797 via ticket tax. Maybe Slay had a premium price to stay in Detroit and was willing to take less money on another team to get out of here. That's something we have to consider. That's true. He wanted to be traded so bad that he might have taken less than he would have taken here in Detroit. That's possible. Guys, can you stop saying they didn't pay Slay? They already gave him a new contract before this one. Well, come on. I mean,
he had a year left then.
Yeah, he had a year left, and a lot of good players renegotiated with a year to go.
That's when you negotiate.
Guys, how much money are they saving, and will they make a big splash trade? Well, I don't know. I'm trying to find the exact numbers right now. It's hard to follow salary cap numbers, but we'll get it to you. Yeah, but they do have money left under the cap, and yeah, they could take on someone's salary. Turning Slay basically into Trufant, a third and a fifth. Can't really hate on that. Well, you could say you turn Slay into Trufant, a third and a fifth in cap space if you want to try and make yourself feel better. Slay was on a $50 million contract. He was paid. Stop saying he wasn't paid. That's from Rich. The contract was going to expire after this year. I don't know what you people want us to say. He's negotiating a new contract with a player with value in the league. That's what they all do. What do you want us to say? You want us to say, hey, they already paid him two contracts in his career. Who cares? I don't understand this complaint.
Yep. Ray is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I'm just kind of blown away by you guys making Darius Slay more out of what he really is. I mean, he wasn't a corner. He wasn't an all-around cornerback. What I mean by that, he doesn't tackle at all. So as much as you guys say he's this great quarterback with checking receivers, I saw a lot of games he was getting burnt on. So our defense was terrible last year with them. How much worse can we be getting someone else to replace him? That's all I'm saying. And Trufant does tackle. He does intercept. So he's going to give you a little bit more of a physical game on the corner than Darius Slay ever gave us. So that's the key thing I'm saying. And then the space, all the clearances that you guys just said, I mean, we can go find somebody else to be serviceable, to be a backup to Trufant.
Just so I understand it, so you think that Trufant is better than Slay?
I think that Trufant would give us just as much as Slay gave us, if not more, because he is a tackler.
So then you think he's better? So just say then, you think he's better than Slay?
At least comparable. Slay. Once again, let me clarify this. I was never a Slay fan. Never a Slay fan because I thought the guy wasn't physical. He allowed the receivers to get off the line too much. At the line of scrimmage, he never jammed any receivers. He was basically a trill DB. So, I don't think he's better than Trufant. Let me just clarify that. No, I don't.
You don't think Slay's better than Trufant? Okay, because the last several years, I mean, if we exclude this past year where Trufant was hurt, the tackles are right on top of each other. They're similar, almost exactly.
Yeah, look, man, if you don't like Slay and you like Trufant, then you're happy. I get it. I disagree with you about what Slay is. I think Slay is better than you give him credit for. But, you know, I mean, Slay and Trufant, they're both at that age where they start to decline. And Slay, because Trufant is a more physical player, that age, it might be a quicker decline than it is on Slay. But Slay isn't like some outstanding tackler. He was a put his hand on the top of the pile kind of guy after everybody was down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.